a weekend sale, and no matter how you pay, take an extra 20% off Kohl's already great sale prices. Now through Sunday. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
It's hot in here. Are you hot?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
This is the neatest thing. Our chief engineer, Mike Breitenstein. Mm-hmm. You can turn my headphones up a little bit. There you go. He put in a... It's called a PTS in the business, paper tearing suppressor. You can tear paper,
really?
And the audience won't hear it.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. What's this?
I see you doing it, but I can't hear anything.
Did you?
No.
He's unbelievable.
Wow.
Technology. It's something, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. My car said 99. I think it was probably very close. It's very hot. And I knew it would be because I always remember that June 16th is another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Thank you, Bobby. We didn't get to the Burke segment yesterday. We will today. It's also Thursday, which means Scott Sherman's coming in. I don't know when we started this with Scott Sherman. It was 7 months ago, or I don't know, somewhere in there.
Was I think
it said October.
Ago?
From the day we started, we haven't been able to get all the calls in, and the feedback I get on it is probably as much a positive feedback as anything we've ever done. So I'll just give you a heads up. The 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman will be here. And if you have a legal question, it's also interesting to listen to other people's problems. That's human nature. We're real curious. And I think if you tell the truth, sometimes it makes you feel better when other people are not having it so well. Not that you get any sort of, you know, kick out of their misery, but, you know, you think, maybe my life's not so bad, or I'm not the only one that has a neighbor like that, or I'm not the only one going through this, or whatever. So he'll be here in the 4 o'clock hour. Now, the other thing I'd like to do, yesterday at the beginning of the show, I played What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong. The reason I did it is when I turn on the news now, and I watch the news, and I read online, and I get USA Today. It's depressing. It's so depressing. It's sad. It's like the world is a sad place now for a lot of people. And I mentioned this. I played that song yesterday, and I got some tremendous email from people. One lady said she just started crying when she heard that song, but it was a feel-good kind of cry because it's such a positive song about what a wonderful world it is. And it's not wonderful for the families of the people in Orlando. It's not wonderful for the parents of that little boy right now. But for most of us, as I said, overall, 98% of the time, it's a pretty good life and a pretty good world. There's another song that I have on my iPod, and sometimes I'll put it in and listen to it. And it's essentially telling you to do something that sometimes is not very easy to do, and that's smile. It was written by Charlie Chaplin, and most of you know it. And when it says, you know, smile when your heart is breaking, smile even though it's aching, it sounds good, but it's hard to do. But here's the thing. People don't like to be around people who are unhappy. It's different with your family. You know, they want to be around you because they want to try to help you. But people at work, they're probably glad you're unhappy because they're jealous of you or something. The people are weird. The world is weird. But you're drawn to the people who smile a lot. The people who smile a lot get the jobs over the other people. The people who smile a lot are better salespeople. They make the sale. You know, when people say, oh, he comes in, he lights up the room, those are people that smile. So it's a good thought, and it's a good idea. It's not always possible for everybody to do it. But I will play you, and there are lots of people who've recorded this song. But this is Neil Sedaka, and for some reason, I just like the way he sings it. So it's not a long song, but listen to the words. Just like yesterday, if you don't know it, listen very carefully to the lyrics, because they make a lot of sense. Here we go. Neil Sedaka, Mr. Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. But smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky,
lyrics like these anymore. These songs. This is the interlude. You know what? You fade it out. You get the idea.
He's a really good piano player.
I'm telling you something. Neil Sedaka, a lot of people make fun of him.
Oh, he's talented.
Now, dum,
well, it sounds
dum,
almost
dum,
like a female singing.
Wait, sorry, right, it sounds like Joe Stafford, yeah, some old-time singer. No, he's got a very high voice. I saw him at Powell Symphony Hall. And I'm going to tell you something. That guy, he wrote a classical piece, and the symphony orchestra performed it. If you'd have told me Tchaikovsky or whatever his name was, or Beethoven, or had written it, I'd say, wow, okay, it sounds like that. He's very smart, and he does have an effeminate sounding voice, but
That was his claim to fame, though. I mean, he had the higher voice, and man,
And he was big for the shooby dop bop dooby wop bop a dooby bop. That the calendar girl and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. But I like the song, and I just think it's a great message there. Not everybody can do that, can cover. I know a woman who, and I'm gonna tell you something. Dan Strauss is a lot like this.
Hmm?
No, turn Dan's headphones on.
What?
All right.
Sometimes there are some people that can be going through a dozen different horrible things, but you meet them and you maybe spend a little time with them and they're on top of the world, and they don't drag people down by bringing that with them, as opposed to the people you go, hey, how are you? Oh, Jimmy's back in the hospital, you know, and then they just start laying it on you. People say, how are you? But they really don't want to hear that.
Right.
They don't want to hear that. Dan is like this woman that I know who every single time I have seen her, been around her, she's happy, she's on top of the world, and I know for a fact she's gone through some heavy-duty stuff recently. That's a great trait to be able to do that. So sorry if you tuned in thinking, oh, no, they switched to old people music. No. We're still doing the juvenile delinquent stuff.
You turn my headphones back on?
Yeah, turn Dan's headphones back on. Sorry, Dan, I forgot to turn it back on.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Hey, anybody have anything to say?
I do.
No. Woo, we jumped right in today. A couple of days off, he's stocked up. He is Eon the Peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There was an injury the other day in the Major League Baseball.
There was an injury.
There was an injury.
Sorry, yeah.
And this was not one you hear very often. It was a testicular contusion.
Oh, I heard about it.
I don't know what it is, but I don't like it.
I didn't see it, but they said the ball was traveling over
106 miles per hour
when it hit
ground
him.
Ball.
When it hit his ball.
That, yes.
Mike Trout hit and found Juan Uribe's groin.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why he had a testicular contusion was because apparently they're not able to find him a cup that fits.
What?
That is...
They can't find him? He wasn't wearing a cup?
He was not wearing... They asked Juan...
Because he's got a bull scrotum, apparently, and they can't... There's not
well, not
enough.
Just... I mean, both things, all three things go in there, really.
Oh, you tuck them all in.
Yeah.
He's got so much package, he
apparently,
can't even get
yes,
in.
Yes, because I asked if he was wearing a cup. He goes, no, he
Thank
doesn't wear
goodness
one.
Because, I'm not the only one.
Oh,
because
man.
The trainers don't have one in his size. So
why don't they go with the goalies have great big, huge cups that they wear? Hockey goalies. He could wear
but you
got to
run
like
around
that.
As a baseball
and it
player.
It might look kind of weird when you're out there on the field if everybody looks down and you're wearing something that looks like a bedpan under your pants.
Yes. You know? So,
apparently,
unfortunately for Juan's groin, he was not able to have a cup that was big enough to cover everything.
So what is a testicular contusion?
I believe it's just when the testy is hit, I believe it either
explodes
some or swells up or, yeah.
Mike Liute, former goalie for the St. Louis Blues, was hit in that area with a puck and lost one of his testes.
I had epididymitis one time when I was 15.
What's that?
It's also
I know what the epididymitis. Yeah,
called blue balls. Some people call it. well, it is, and apparently, if I remember, it's just frustrated backup. Like you make out and make out and make out. And nothing, you don't get to do much, and you get an epididymitis.
I thought that's what you had your grandma's antenna pulled for.
Yeah, here's the worst part. I get this epididymitis, and my mother has to put ice on my testicles.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, what if, wouldn't something else work? How old were you when you had
15.
Oh, well.
Just like,
wouldn't you be able to...
No,
a release wouldn't
because if you're in the car parked like at the drive-in or in the woods or something, and you're really making out, you're not gonna. This is getting a little bit graphic, but you're not going to relieve that yourself, and maybe she's not gonna do it, and you're not gonna do it in front of her, and by the time you get home, you're all backed up. If you know what I mean.
So it says here, a contusion is a bruise or a blow to the testicle.
A blow to the testicle?
Yes. Yes. So there's a bunch of follow-up
that
here you
hurt.
Have done. Yes.
I hate to interrupt you, but somebody, a listener, sent me the greatest joke the other day, and it's exactly about this, and it's about the argument between men and women, which is worse, getting hit real hard in the testicles or giving birth? Which is more painful?
Oh.
And he said, this is easy. He said, it's more painful for a man to get hit in the testicles than it is for a woman to give birth. And the other person says, well, how can you say that as such a matter of fact that it's not as bad giving birth? He said, because I've heard women say, I'd like to have another child. He says, you never hear a guy say, I'd like to get hit in the nuts again.
Valid point.
Great point.
Yeah.
Wow. Second thing I have, this is another case where Seinfeld has turned into real life. I know you really don't know as many episodes as Dan and I do about Seinfeld.
But I like
Seinfeld.
The show. I like the show.
There was a guy in Livingston County. I don't know where this is, but he was trying to travel. He had more than 10,000 non-returnable bottles in his car.
Whoa.
And in Michigan...
Wait, how can you even get 10,000 in a car? That's a lot of bottles.
I don't know. In Michigan, they have, I think, 10 cents. I don't get that.
Yeah, return. There's
some, you know, you deposit? Can return. Yeah, yeah, the deposit's on.
I didn't know that any bottle had a deposit.
Maine and Vermont have 5 cents, 15 cents.
On Coke and Dr. Pepper and that stuff?
Yeah, bottles. Just bottles.
Glass bottles.
Yeah, the glass
I have
bottles.
Never in years heard of anybody giving you back a
deposit. They still have this. Yeah, it's only certain states. So California is a 10-cent refund. On anything 24 ounces or larger.
Oh.
And I think Michigan has, I can't remember what they, if they're 15 cent, maybe the
so
highest.
So this guy, so he was trying to, that weren't refundable, there's no deposit.
Yeah, but he was trying to travel to Michigan to return them, and he was pulled over for speeding, and they see all the back, there was a Seinfeld episode where Kramer got up this idea, right? Where,
Kramer and Newman, yeah.
They were going to use Newman's mail truck to transport these bottles over state lines to return them.
And they were going to Michigan,
in Michigan. Michigan, yes. Yeah. So he's going to be, he's free on bond, but it looks like he could serve, it's a penalty of up to 5 years in prison.
For what?
Returning non-refundable bottles. He pleaded not guilty to one count of beverage return of non-refundable bottles, which carries a penalty of up to 5 years in prison.
Well,
I don't understand. I don't understand anything about that return policy with glass bottles.
All I know
it's
is this.
Strange.
When I was a little poor child in Tennessee, try to picture little child, poor, pulling a wagon. This is true. I pulled a wooden wagon, an old rickety wooden wagon, and people used to throw their drink bottles out the window.
Yep.
Of the car. They used to drink, throw it out the car window. And the ditches had Dr. Pepper bottles, Pepsi bottles. So I'd go out and pick them up and fill my wagon and take them down to Mr. Pickett, and he'd give me 2 cents a bottle.
We would do that, too. We would pick up bottles and do that. It's like people picking up tin cans now and taking them.
They still have that with certain dairy milk bottles.
Yes.
Or lemonade bottles. It'll be in glass, and you take it back to the store and get, I don't know, a dollar back or something on each one. Because I guess the price of glass, I don't understand it, but... That was all I had.
Who decided how to make glass? How did that happen? Like the first man or woman, somebody told me it was lightning. Lightning hit some sand, and it melted it, and it was kind of like a glass thing. And somebody thought, hey, let's melt some sand and see if we make some glass.
Maybe his name was George Glass.
Man, That's like the least funny thing you've ever said.
I know, but the thing is, people that know the Brady Bunch are screaming with laughter.
Wait, I know the Brady Bunch. I don't know anything about George Glass.
George Glass was the guy that Jan made up that was her boyfriend.
See, but most people don't know that.
She made up the name George Glass.
Edit that whole thing out, the whole bit.
That's in in Bridesmaids. When...
George Glass is in the movie Bridesmaids.
No, when she's laying in bed with John Hamm, and she said, I have a boyfriend or something like that, and he says, really, what's his name? And she said, George Glass.
That's hilarious. That's a good story. Edit that out. Edit the whole thing out.
Goodness.
Do you have anything?
No, that was it.
Dan, do you have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Thank goodness.
No.
Let's close the Berg segment. Oh, look at these phones. I got. Oh, man.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll get...
Get Mr. Londoff on the phone. We'll talk to a couple of people real quickly. Let me talk to Brian. Brian, how are you?
Good. How are you, Frank?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
Hey, I got two questions.
Sure.
Last summer, Bill Cleveland was on there, and he was giving his report, and I always wonder... response, he moved in, the girl moved in next door to him, and he said she was real, quite a moaner. You remember that?
No, I don't.
No.
And he was saying how she carried on and on and on, and I was wanting to know if he's ever, like, you know, been able to go over there and talk to her and build up a relationship with her, or if she moved out, or
that sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, it does sound familiar. I sort of remember it. So your question is, if you got somebody next door who's a moaner, did he get in on any of that? My answer is probably no.
Okay, daggone it. I was hoping for it. Hey, now my second question is a little more serious.
All right.
So you're a military guy, and you have experience in it. My cousin went to Baylor University, and he went to graduate, and he got accepted into the Air Force Academy.
Okay.
Well, he declined that because he had one more semester, and he'd still graduate then as an officer in the ROTC. He literally just got dismissed, and they're kind of trying to fight this right now because a female cadet saw him riding on campus on a hoverboard without a helmet.
That was
a safety concern, and it was a rule violation. And so they went to the Baylor police and said, "Have you heard anything like this?" They said, "No." So he may get decommissioned out of the military, and he's got his degree for Civil Warfare Engineering or whatever, out of Baylor. And on May 2nd, they said that he is going to possibly get kicked out of the Air Force because of that.
I can't believe that. There's got to be more to this than that. Some chick saw
him. I asked my uncle about this, and they said no. So they went, because they're trying to, they don't have the problem solvers down there.
No,
so they went to the news to try to help them, and they got, a retired colonel attorney trying to help them and stuff. And, it was a female cadet was bothered by this, and, he was demonstrating, in the ROTC hoverboard, because these kids hadn't seen it, and he did this without a helmet on, and so that is, right now they're looking at him not being able to go,
My guess is he'll win this. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of.
What do you do?
Well, you
fight it.
You fight it, and then you appeal it. Because I can't imagine on appeal he wouldn't be fine, and because that's stupid. He violated the rule that you have to have a helmet. You don't throw somebody out of the military for that.
Well, and so they went to the military, the military police and the Baylor police, and said, "Is this a violation?" And they said, "No. I guess if you're on a hoverboard, you're the equivalent to a pedestrian, and you do not have to wear a helmet, and there's no rules that say you have to wear a helmet."
I'm not a lawyer, but we got one coming in here. I'd say I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. There's no way. If they kick him out over that, all he's got to do with social media is get on and tell that story, and he'll have a petition signed. I think this is a non-story. It's just somebody trying to... He's an SH disturber, this chick. That's all.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Brian.
Hey, Frank, make sure you ask Bill about the moaner. I'm really interested.
Well, I remember Bill talking about that.
He texted me and said it was last summer. It was...
Oh, he did?
They had their windows open in the summer. It was really loud.
Did he say he got into that moaning?
No, he said she's annoying and unattractive. So
there you go.
He's not gone over.
Well, Frank, could you go on location and maybe check it out for us?
No.
He just said she's annoying and unattractive, so no.
We just said that, Dan. We just said that.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks a whole lot, Frank.
He was reiterating it to Brian.
Yeah, I was reiterating
we should go over there. But.
And if she's unattractive, she didn't have a chance with Bill, because Bill is a good-looking guy.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
You've seen him.
Yeah.
All right, when we take a break, Tim Weiland, I assume, is doing traffic. Then we're going to talk with John Londoff, and then we're going to do a little business, take a couple calls. Next thing you know, Scott Schaefer will be in here to help you solve your
issue. Sherman.
But I always do that. There is a Scott Schaefer. He is Steve Schaefer's son, and he runs Schaefer Auto Body. Maybe they just should go in business together. Schaefer and Schaefer. Law firm, auto body. This is Tim Weiland, the name you don't confuse with any other name. Tim, how's it looking?
All right. Well, they're just, they moved an accident in Accident Alley on southbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and 55. It's off on the right shoulder now, but traffic jammed back to Marshall Road. We have westbound 70, Earth City Expressway through 5th Street, eastbound 40, 141 through Mason, and eastbound 270. Just a little bit heavy now between east of McDonald through Highway 170. This report brought to you by Little Caesars. Caesars. Little Caesars, home of the large $5 hot and ready pizza. No need to call ahead. They're always fresh, out of the oven, ready when you are. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. On the line, a guy that my wife and I had dinner with, along with John's wife last night. It was a fantastic dinner, and we solved all of the world's problems last night, didn't we?
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
I woke up with the biggest smile on my face after spending, were we together 5 hours last night? Six hours?
I mean, we were there for a while. We closed the place down, but we covered it all. We covered Orlando, Trump, Hillary. We covered everything.
When we finished,
we thought, we should be running the government.
We should really have I think we should have our own TV program, the four of us. Maybe next time we should have maybe someone in there with a camera and do like a reality TV together.
Like 11.2 or something?
Yeah, we can be on 11.2. We got an in there.
Yeah.
There were four experts there at Annie Guns, okay?
Sure were.
I mean, we just were. I mean, there was a lot of intelligence in there. And then, you know, when the owner comes popping in there, we were at Annie Guns, just absolutely one of the greatest restaurants, not only in the St. Louis area but in the country, I think. And then you're able to hang out with Tom, and he's such a great guy. First time in my life I've ever ordered seafood for dinner. I always get it. I mean, it's one of the greatest steakhouses.
Never ordered seafood for dinner?
Never, not there. No, always. Oh, I always get a strip steak or a bone-in filet. Matter of fact, Kelly Robbins, one of the great servers there, she turned me on to bone-in filet years ago. She goes, "Have you ever had that?" I'm not a filet guy. She goes, "Try it." I'm like, "Oh my god!" Of course, it's like one of the most expensive things on the menu. She talked me into it. Man, I had a red snapper last night. That was
That's personal stuff. We don't need to look. You got home.
Hello.
And you end up with a red snapper.
Red snapper.
Well. Snapper is
nothing at all.
Also, here sometimes the snapper.
You got a problem with me eating red snapper versus beef?
John.
Nothing wrong with snapper versus a big old piece.
Oh no, there's
bigger snapper versus a big old piece of meat.
Sometimes a word used for a woman's part down there. It's sometimes called a snapper.
Family snapper.
I know it is. That's why
Chick-fil-A should be the family segment.
It is. That's why we don't like you bringing that stuff into it.
Well, you know, you're twisting my words again. You're totally twisting my words.
No.
And you can't have a red snapper when you go home. She could have had a red snapper, but not
so
here.
I can just say this one.
Wait, what?
Well,
what
kind of
snapper is a female part.
How could she have had one?
Yeah.
Well, he said I had a red snapper.
Right?
Yeah. So he.
No, he had it.
He had it.
Yes.
Okay. As in, he got it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it now. Yeah. Edit this one. I don't want Mimi to hear this. Edit this out. She looked radiant last night.
And so did your wife. Your wife's gorgeous.
I didn't notice her. I didn't notice her.
Yeah, and the two of you are
arguers.
We're arguers. Hilarious. We're walking in, and they're just going at it back and forth.
Going at it that way. We're arguing.
No, we always are.
Frank ordered the red snapper too.
But I mean, it's entertainment. It's just thoroughly entertaining.
They're the Bickersons.
I really enjoy being with you. We have a lot of fun together, and God, that place. And folks, if you haven't been to Annie Guns, man, treat yourself. It is just unbelievable.
Hey, I got another auction opportunity coming up, and John, you would be a good person to give a testimonial and an endorsement that if you've got a few bucks bidding on dinner with me and my wife, it'll be, first of all, the money goes to the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, and second, I just think we've never had a bad experience. I've done this a few times, and you go in blind. We've never met, and, you know, normally you would think, well, man, we're rolling the dice. I hope this is not the longest night of our lives. Every time we've done it, the people that we met have been wonderful. And the night just flew by because they were just great people. And I got another opportunity like that coming up here in the next 4 or 5 weeks. So
beyond the food being unbelievable, the service is fantastic. Our server was Jamie last night. I mean, any couple or anyone that goes out with you and your wife, you are going to, well, first of all, after about 30 to 40 minutes, my cheekbones are hurting from laughing. And then it spreads down to your, I mean, you just, you know.
I would say if anybody is offended by a couple arguing, don't go to dinner with us. Because that's what we do. We do.
It's going to happen. You know, and then she gives you that wave where she just, like, waves you off. She's like, yeah, right, okay. You know, and I mean, are you talking, and then she cuts you off, and you're like, you know, I was talking. She just keeps on talking. It's like watching a really high-quality tennis match of words.
No, she's disrespectful.
She is not.
Yeah, she is.
It's a reality show sitcom type of thing.
Oh, she's just absolutely hilarious. I'm a very lucky guy. But we talked to them just about how much fun it was. And then we're walking out and saying goodbye, and all of a sudden I look out of the corner of my eye, and this guy goes, "Hey, Johnny, it's Mike Matheny and his wife, Kristen."
Get out of here.
No, they were just getting there. And, you know, I know Mike from many years ago. We were hunting some charity events. We've done some hunts together. And, I mean, of course, every female in the St. Louis area, or any Cardinal fan will say, right, he's the best looking.
No, my wife, Mike Matheny, my wife.
Oh.
I think that's why she watches baseball.
You should have introduced them.
Thank you for not introducing him to my wife. Honestly,
you went out one way and we went the other way. You had the VIP parking spot. I was parked around back.
I was parked around in the back by the trailer.
The Chevy dealer's parking around back. You know,
I'm in the back. That's where I was. But I'm not kidding. I didn't know. It's true. You went right, we went left, and you ran into Mike Matheny. If my wife had run in and you'd introduced her to Mike Matheny, it would have made her month. Because Dan's right. Women, I think, and he is a good-looking guy. He's a good...
His wife, Kristen, is beautiful. She's just absolutely gorgeous. A good-looking couple. Almost as good-looking as you and your wife as a couple.
See?
All right.
You might come on a minute. You were talking about being somewhat of a sex symbol here in the St. Louis area.
Was not.
Was that one of the topics discussed?
Was not.
I just kind of made that up. But all right. So let me ask you: is it hot enough for you outside?
How hot is it?
My car said 99 for external temperature outside the car, and
anytime it gets over like 92 or 93 or 90, forget about this. I mean, whether it's 93, 94, or 100, it's hot. So my hat's off to the wonderful team of service technicians here at Johnny Law and the Chevrolet, the parts guys, our detailers working in the detail shop. You know, hey, hats off to anybody that has to be working outside right now. Landscapers, roofers. Oh,
no, that's the worst. That and asphalt.
Oh, God. You know, and so, man, I just stay safe, because this heat's not going away, folks. I don't know if you know, but I'm one with the weather, Frank.
Are you? You are?
Oh, yeah, us duck hunters, man. I can look in the sky, and I can tell you what's going to happen.
Well, it's going to cool down tomorrow by about 11, 12 degrees. That's good. But you're right.
Yeah, it'll cool out for, you know, God's going to be nice. It's going to cool out for a couple of days, and guess what? The sun's going to come back with a vengeance again next week. And I just wonder how many days we'll see of over 100-degree temps here this summer.
We generally don't. Last year, I don't think we had one day that was over 100. That's unusual. But bumping 100, yeah, we got more.
Yeah, but this is a weird weather right now. I mean, you know, we had a very mild winter, and this, El Nino. I mean, it's going to be hot. So, hydrate, stay hydrated.
Well, let's go over the list. Let's remind people, dress in layers.
Yes.
Wear dark clothing.
Yeah.
Dress in layers, drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wait, that's winter. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I get them confused. Yeah. I think that's the winter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I tell you what, you're unbelievable. But you know what, the heat and the temps outside still do not equate to the hot deals here at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, they just extended the 20% discount on Chevy Sparks, Sonics, and Impalas. So I mean, unbelievable time for Chevys, and we still got great deals on Cruises and the, you know the deal. You know, AM and the PM people, again, we've had several AM and the PM customers today. say.
Here's something to think about. If you're AM and the PM, how could you possibly think you'd get a better deal anywhere when they don't even know what that means, AM and the PM?
Right.
Think about that. You've got an advantage. If you listen to the show and you walk into Johnny Londo Chevrolet, you got something nobody goes into any other dealership with. I wouldn't even bother. Go somewhere else and go, hey, ma'am, and the PM, like, what's that mean? Leave. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Well,
we know
treatment.
What the PM means here, buddy. It means, yeah, number one, means unbelievably fun people. And, you know, they listen to your show, and they're just like me. Last night, I'm driving home. I mean, I was giggling so hard, I thought I was going to wreck. And, so good stuff, and I'm glad to be part of the organization.
Well, I just wish other advertisers were, and this is going to really sound like I wish they were smart enough to understand how this works and how well it works for anybody who sticks with it. There is so much money wasted on advertising, and there's no return on it, and it's just wasted money, and everybody. All the people that sell it are really great salespeople. Oh, they'll convince you need to be on cable TV. You need to be popping them on everybody's computer. I don't know. I honestly don't think there's, if you have the money to stick with it for a year, after that, it's smooth sailing. And I believe in this show that much. I don't think there's any way you can spend money to advertise and get more for the money than you get here. I don't.
You know, I mean, your listeners are loyal. They're sharp. They're fun. They are fun. That's why they listen. They want to laugh. They want to be entertained. And you know, your phone callers. I mean, some of the people that call in, they seem to be part of the show too. They're funny, but it is single-handedly one of the very best decisions that I've ever made.
What?
And, you know, I'm so glad that you begged me to come onto your show.
Here we go. This is
history.
I'll never forget. My sons are like, Dad, what's that guy doing on his knees? I'm like, hey, he wants me to go.
Here we go.
This radio show.
Here
we go.
Give him your phone number.
Somebody give him a soda or something.
Well, give him your phone number.
Get him a cheeseburger or a double cheeseburger. Give him something.
What's
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Used to be Temple 7, 1800.
Oh, man.
60. We've been here that long. Man, we're going to be here for a long time to come. So if you need some work done on your car, great deals in our service operation. Over 75 rental cars that we can take care of you with alternative transportation. So, all right, everyone, stay cool out there.
All right, we're going to send you a ton of business, okay?
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank you, John.
Bye, Dan. Bye, Ian.
Bye, Dan.
We had a terrific dinner last night. We did. It's just one of those nights where, I don't know, there was a lot to talk about. You ever been with other people and there are these lulls and it's awkward and nobody knows what to talk about? With all the crap going on in the world, I cannot have a lot to talk about. And then when you leave, you haven't really solved anything, but you feel better that you just kind of talked it out. All right, let me do some business here. I mentioned earlier, I said that Scott Schaefer was coming in. It's actually Scott Sherman. But Scott Schaefer is also a very important name with regard to this show. Now, he doesn't come in here and come on the air once a week like Scott Sherman, but he has taken over his dad's auto body business. Steve Schaefer originally was who I worked with, and then Steve sort of gradually retired, and Scott came in and has done a tremendous job of doing. He's one thing that he has done that's the most important thing. He has continued to run that business exactly the way Daddy did, meaning perfection is the only acceptable outcome when a vehicle comes in for body work. He wants to make sure they're able to maintain that slogan like it never happened. When you pick that vehicle up, it's like there never was an accident. There couldn't have been. Look at this thing. It looks just exactly like it did before, except it's probably going to be cleaner. So if you're in an accident, you know the name. You know how to spell it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 10 locations. You'll find out where they all are if you go to this website, SchaeferAutobody.com.
Time for a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you're pretty jammed up because of that earlier accident, southbound 270, and it goes from Manchester all the way down through Tesson Ferry. They have cleared the crash that was between Tesson Ferry and 55. You are running slow on westbound 70 in that one pocket between Union and Jennings Station Road. Eastbound 70 seems to be a bit heavy now between Florissant and Lucas and Hunt. We have southbound 170 slow, Ladue down through Highway 40, and northbound 55, that right lane is backed up to the ramp of 44 downtown. And this traffic report is brought to you by CC's Pizza, or excuse me, Little Caesar's Pizza, home of the large $5 hot and ready pizza. No need to call ahead. They're always fresh, out of the oven, ready when you are. Little Caesar's. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800. Or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service. windowworld.com.
Bud Byerly was a pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals during the 1944 World Series, while his uncle Walter was building house trailers in Kirkwood, Missouri. Jim Byerly, Bud's little brother, tells stories of having ballplayers over for dinner, but he especially remembers the beautiful girls they brought with him. And he remembers, later, building trailers with Uncle Walter. The Byerly story is interesting, but so are hundreds of stories and memories enjoyed by generations of people who traveled America in RVs purchased from Byerly over the last 65 years. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
I was embarrassed, especially if I was with my friends and they told a joke. I had to cover my laugh with my hand. Even smiling was a problem.
Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile with dental implants. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so for 40 years in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures so you can eat corn on the cob and apples as well as reclaim your smile.
With confidence.
You deserve to be treated well. So go see Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant near I-270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And get your smile back.
I did at Bowen Dental Care.
Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
Thanks, Dr. Bowen.
Locally and family-owned, Metro Lighting has been serving St. Louis since 1967. Their goal is to provide ultimate customer service while offering an unbeatable selection of lighting, ceiling fans, home furnishings, and accessories for the best price guaranteed. On top of their manufacturer's warranty, Metro Lighting stands behind the quality products they sell by offering their own warranty. They are an Energy Star award-winning, environmentally conscious company involved in the community. For lighting or home decor, consider Metro Lighting. MetroLightingCenters.com.
We eat and drink a lot, but how much do we really know about our food? Who grows it? And how does it get from a farm to your table? Hungry for answers? Explore the journey of food at the St. Louis Science Center's new Grow exhibit. Feed your curiosity about the food that sustains us all in this one-of-a-kind hands-on experience. Now you and your family can discover the fascinating science behind our food. Dig deeper on June 18th, only at the St. Louis Science Center. Visit slsc.org/grow.
Honey, are you okay?
No. I just don't know how to get all of these home projects done in just a weekend.
Let's call Handyman Connection.
Handyman Connection?
Steve and Dana called them to get some work done on their home, and they raved about them.
Really?
Handyman Connection was there right away. They did the work professionally, and Steve said he has time to play golf now.
What's that number?
Call Handyman Connection at 636-305-7300 or Google Handyman Connection and get the job done right.
This is Dr. Dan Gagliotti. I host the Superior Healthcare Show every Saturday at 3 o'clock. But you can also call me right now. Are you or your family suffering with chronic pain, joint pain, or migraines? Did you know that all of these can be traced back to your nerve system? Stop putting Band-Aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptom. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at Superior Healthcare, 314-394-1923. Listen to Superior Healthcare every Saturday and call us now at 314-394-1923.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. You're dead. He put up with a lot from you when you were growing up.
Dad, can I borrow the car keys?
But you're only six.
That's why, as we look forward to Father's Day, Sunday, June 19th, KTRS and G&W Meat are celebrating fathers everywhere.
Daddy!
Simply go to KTRS.com and register for a $50 gift card from G&W Meat for your dad.
Dad, am I too young to go to a date?
Happy Father's Day from G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company and the Big 550 KTRS.
In about 2 weeks, because I checked my calendar today, I have a dental appointment. And I'm not nervous about it. I don't dread it. I'm not going to call and move it back just to put it off because I'm so not looking forward to it. None of that. I am looking forward to it because it's at Ballast Dental Care. And I've been there for 43 years. I've been going there. It's like, I don't know, any place that you frequent regularly where, like the Cheers bar of dental clinics, I guess. And you're going to feel the same way. After one visit, you'll say, this is the dental clinic that I didn't think existed. This is the one where I'm comfortable. This is the one that I don't dread coming back to. And I don't. My older son just got the Invisalign. And he doesn't live here, but he drove here because this is where he wants to go. And that's what happens with people, too. Sometimes they move far, far away, but twice a year they come back here because they can't find a place like Ballast Dental Care. So just set aside all the fear and anxiety and whatever horrible experience you had years ago. It's over. It's gone. It's in the past. It's a new day. Open a new door. Open the Ballast Dental Care door at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. We got some news coming up and some commercials, and then Scott Sherman is